There's a spider on the microphone. I have arachnophobia. I don't like spiders too much. Okay. My brothers and sisters, at the Last Supper, when our Lord said, "Love one another as I have loved you," to his apostles, for whom were those words intended? For every single one of us, right? When our Lord said to a group of disciples, "Unless you take up your cross after me, you cannot be my disciple," to whom was he speaking? To each and every single one of us all down through the ages. Now, when our Lord said on this occasion to his apostles, "Go and make disciples of all nations," for whom were those words intended? If you do not think that they were for you, you are mistaken. Go and make disciples of all nations. Now, that doesn't mean you can go travel to other nations. It doesn't mean you have to go to a street corner and start to preach the gospel. It means in your personal lives, there are people you come in contact with that will never know Jesus Christ except through you. Your family members, your co-workers, your friends, your neighbors. We are to bring other people to discipleship. Now, I don't want to underestimate the power of prayer, because there are no limits to its extent. I remember when our Blessed Mother Mary, allegedly, though I personally believe it to be true, when she began to appear in Medjugorje to six young children. The youngest of them was 9 years old, a little boy. And she started small. She wanted to teach them to pray. And she said, "Children, I want you to say 7 Hail Marys every day." So the little boy thought, "Gosh, okay, you know, I'm not used to praying." But he started. And it took 5 seconds. Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary. Little by little, she would teach him to pray the whole Hail Mary and from the heart. Well, one day this little boy is going out to play soccer, a group of his friends. And as he's about to come onto the field, he feels in his heart this movement to pray, like he's being called to pray. And he so wants to just go be with his friends that he tries to push it away, and it comes on stronger. So he just real quickly, from the heart, says one Hail Mary. And then he runs onto the field. The next day, when Our Lady appeared to the children, she showed little 9-year-old Yaakov a vision of an Asian man who was on his deathbed crying out in pain. She said, "Yaakov, yesterday, this man was about to die and his heart was closed to God. And so I placed the desire on your heart to pray. It was your one Hail Mary that merited the grace for that man to cry out for mercy. And he died in God's mercy. Go out to all the nations." So through our prayers and sacrifices, we can reach to the ends of the earth. But on a more practical level, and I'm going to give just 2 simple, humble examples that every single one of us could imitate. About a year ago, one of our parishioners goes to see a doctor. It was a new doctor that she had chosen, a family practitioner, and they sit down for their first appointment. And over the course of the conversation, it comes out, and the doctor can tell she's a woman of faith because she says things like, "Well, you know, doctor, I'm here. I believe that medicine can help, but I believe more in the power of God." So the doctor says, "What religion are you?" And she says, "I'm a Catholic." He says, "Oh, gosh, you know, so am I." And she says, "Oh, doctor, what church do you go to?" And there's a hesitation, because he wasn't going to church, or at least not regularly. And he was honest with her, said, "You know, I've been away for a little while." And she says, nicely, invitingly, "You know what? You should come check out the church that I go to. I think you'd like it." Well, over the course of the next couple months, more appointments, she invites him a couple more times. Finally, 2 months later, he comes to church here. And he brings his wife, who is also a doctor. She grew up in a devout Christian family, though not Catholic. She also had been away from the regular practice of her faith for a while. They sit in the middle of the church. After Mass, she turns to her husband and she said, "God is here. I feel God here. Honey, I want to become Catholic." Because she'd never sensed God's presence so strongly. She entered RCIA a week later. I confirmed her at the Easter Vigil. Because someone said to her husband, "You should come check out my church." A woman willing to witness to the faith and draw others to it. I remember a number of years ago, there was a young lady. She was 16, 17 years old. She started working at Leatherby's on Arden Way. And she'd worked there for about a year. And she started to notice that at the end of the shift at 5 o'clock, when my mom would get off work, my mom would leave normally very quickly. If it got to 5:10 or 5:15, my mom started to get a little anxious. So after a year of working with her, she says, what do you do every day after work? Well, why are you in such a hurry to get out of here? And my mom just said, you know, I go to daily mass at a church down the road at St. Ignatius Parish. And the girl thinks, what a fanatic, right? Daily mass. The girl had never been in a church before. Her mom was a hippie. Her parents' marriage was divided. Yeah, she really was a hippie. I'm not pleased. I haven't met a lot of hippies, but she was definitely a hippie. So a few more months go by, and she just starts to kind of keep an eye on my mom because she thinks, okay, this woman goes to church every day. And she notices little acts of kindness and my mom's joy. And finally she says to her one day, as my mom's leaving at 5 o'clock, you know what? Would you mind if I go with you today? The girl goes to daily mass, 5:30 evening mass. She is so moved that she started attending daily mass on her own, even though she could not receive Holy Communion. And she entered the church the year later. My brothers and sisters, when is it difficult for us not to speak about someone? When is it hard not to witness to another person? It's when we're in love. Are we witnessing to our Lord Jesus Christ? Are we able to speak about Him? Are we in love with Him? If you're in love with Him, you will not be able to stop talking about Him. And I don't mean you're going to be annoying and you shouldn't be like that. You know, you don't bash people over the head. But you just can't help. I'm in love. Are you in love with our Lord Jesus Christ? Could you say that? Yeah, Father, I'm in love with Him. I'm head over heels in love with God. That's why God the Father sent His Son to the world, to show us His love, that we would love Him in return. And so when our Lord says, I have come to cast fire on the earth, and how I wish that it were already ablaze, He's talking about the fire of His love, that He wants to burn in the hearts of every single one of us, that will move us to witness to Him. My brothers and sisters, as you receive our Lord today, I would recommend saying things like this. Lord Jesus Christ, I want to fall in love with You. I want to grow in Your love. I give You permission to set me aflame to witness to You in my life. And I close with these words of Blessed Mother Teresa. You are God's good news. You are God's love in action. Each time people come in contact with you, they must become different and better people because of having met you. We must radiate God's love.